Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news while working from home, tooling around the garage, homeschooling the kids, whatever. Just download the Odyssey app or tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Couple quick housekeeping initiatives here. Don't forget applications for the 2022 class of the Kansas Republican Party's Men's Leadership Series are now being accepted and can be made online by June 1st through the MLS website, mls.ks.gop. And don't forget that Value Them Both Week of Action event with Matt and Mercedes Schlapp. It's a great opportunity to learn about the Value Them Both Amendment and how you can get involved with that incredible grassroots mobilization effort. It's being held at Central Christian Church on Monday, June 6th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Check-in begins at 6. More information is available on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and at valuethembothevents. So got a couple of great events, a couple of cool things coming up. Make sure you you check them out. Information available on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Jim, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around. Appreciate you. What's up?
Yes, well, I was been listening to the show hoping Value Them Both that there would be some information about the question number two that deals with the power grab of the state legislature in taking over the Kansas Supreme Court. And I didn't hear one word. I didn't even hear a simple T-H-E reference.
I'm not aware of anything in the amendment that has the legislature taking over any, as far as I know, and I'm pretty familiar with the amendment. I've read it thoroughly. What do you mean about the legislature taking over the power of the Supreme Court?
Over the power of the Supreme Court, taking over the power of the selection of the
Judges.
Court appointees.
You're talking about changing. So that will require a second. That would require amending the Kansas Constitution to change how judges are appointed to the Kansas Supreme Court. It has been tried before. They tried it once when I was a freshman in the House. We tried that to put that on the ballot. Failed by two votes because it takes a supermajority when I was in. It still would take a supermajority. That is not part of this ballot initiative. That has nothing to do with Value Them Both. Value Them Both is strictly codifying existing laws. If you are interested, and I fully support changing the way Kansas Supreme Court justices are elected. Right now we have an archaic, outdated system. We're the only state in the entire country that uses this elitist way of selecting our Supreme Court justices, where the members of the bar, members of the Kansas bar, select our judges. They pick three names. They give the three names to the governor, and the governor has to choose one of those three names. It's not Democratic. It's not representative whatsoever. And they're appointed to a lifetime appointment. And it's asinine. Why don't we do a federal model, if nothing else? If you don't want us to do a direct election, do a federal model. Have them, you know, Senate confirm, much like we do in the Supreme Court.
I thought we had a confirmation.
No, nope.
Yeah, we do.
No, not for the Supreme Court. Not for the Kansas Supreme Court.
Kansas State Supreme Court. Nope. We got a confirmation vote when somebody gets appointed.
You get a retention vote is what you get. You do not get
retention.
And you get a retention vote, and nowhere in the history, that it has never occurred in the history of our state, has any Supreme Court justice ever not been retained. And that's because of the power of incumbency and the fact that the Bar Association dumps tens of thousands of dollars into retaining these judges. It's a corrupt system. It's strictly run by the Bar Association. In the state, there are about 12,000 lawyers who are a member of the bar, but not all of them vote because they're busy, they're lazy, they don't want to bother. When I was serving on the House Judiciary Committee, we had 4 days of hearings on this. And on average, anywhere from 1,500 to 3,000 members of the bar actually bothered to vote on these nominees. So you literally have Kansas Supreme Court justices being picked by as few as 1,500 lawyers. That's it. That shows you how undemocratic this thing is. So we definitely need to change it, but we can't do it with the existing legislature because they don't have the votes. So that's what it is. But that is not to value them both. That is a wholly separate issue. And trust me, I fully support switching it. I would absolutely wholeheartedly support changing the way our judicial Supreme Court justices are changed. But thank you, Jim. I appreciate you calling in. Whew. Boy, would I love to change that. I mean, Tony, what do you think? It's archaic.
Yeah. We talked about this before. I mean, in a couple of years ago, actually, we talked about this. And it is. I think we talked about it when they were bringing up a new person.
It's so elitist.
And I talked to you about how that works, and I as you explain it, it's common sense that it doesn't really.
It's not democratic. Yeah. There's no representative. I mean, that's the one thing that gets me in the whole process is even the governor doesn't really have any say. Yeah, they give her three names.
That's it.
They have to pick one of the three names. Yeah. And that's the only quote unquote representative nature to it. So yes, you elect your governor, but even then, they don't get much of a choice. They got to pick one of the three.
Yeah. Now, you know, we have a few minutes left. I wanted to ask you about what your thoughts are on sports betting. I'm not sure how much minute and time we have, but, you know, that passed.
Oh, the bill, yeah.
Now, it's not official yet, and I know there's a lawsuit in there involved.
It passed, and the governor signed it, and the same day she signed it, the folks down in Winfield, or in Mulvane sued. Very same day.
Yeah.
They didn't have to sue. They have I think it was 30 days or 45 days, but they filed their lawsuit on the same day.
Yeah.
So they're anxious. I've been told by insiders who are very familiar with this, knock yourselves out. That lawsuit ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to get thrown out, but they're suing. But what'll end up happening, Phil Ruffin is going all forward. He is all in.
Yeah, has that dog park up north.
He is
that's been
all
closed.
In. It will not be dogs. There will be no dogs.
Yeah,
but he is going to spend a lot of money renovating the Wichita Greyhound Park.
Yep.
It could be upwards, I've heard anywhere of 900 new employees, new jobs.
Wow.
There's going to be 1,000, I believe, of the parimutuel games. These are not slot machines. These are historic parimutuel. Yep. Which is basically a slot style machine, a sitting at machine that shows you snippets of horse races from the past, and you're betting on that race with other people who are sitting there at other slots betting on that race and the outcome of that particular race. So it's sort of like a slot machine, but it's not a slot machine.
Yeah.
And they'll also do simulcasting of live races from across the country.
Yeah.
So, but there are no dogs. But from what I understand, it's going to be an incredible location. He's going to spend a lot of money to renovate it. I imagine he'll do events there. I wouldn't be surprised if they you know, open up some convention space.
Yeah.
Because you know Phil Ruffin. I mean, he's that's Treasure Island is his.
Yes.
He knows how to do. He's Vegas, baby.
Yes, he is.
So it's going to be classy, I'm sure. And it's a chunk of revenue, 10% of the revenue. There's a 10% fee for the sports betting, so that it all goes to the state. So the state will make money. But I'm sure Phil Ruffin, once he gets a chance, is going to open these up. And be a great opportunity for new jobs in Sedgwick County, new jobs. And, you know, if people like the game, I'm not a big horse betting guy. But, you know, heck, I'd go out there and try it.
And I've been in a casino. I don't remember where it was, where they had horse betting on the video screens. Like, that was interesting. And there were a lot of people in the area. It was a certain area of a casino off to one side. I don't remember where it was at, but it wasn't Vegas, but somewhere else. But anyway, that it's interesting. We'll see what happens. Phil Ruffin, we're in a building that Phil Ruffin owns.
Yeah, that's right.
The radio studio here on East Douglas. And, of course, he has the Hyatt and the Marriott here. And,
well, and so she signed the bill allowing sports betting. That's a separate issue.
Yes.
Sports betting could begin, from what I understand, the regulators are already working to get the rules and regs in place.
Yeah.
Sports betting in Kansas could begin as early as the fall because here's the key. Oklahoma and Missouri didn't pass it. So they're really looking for the opportunity to let Kansas make money and have a unique opportunity for Kansans
go online and
go online apps. On their apps, right? You know, and there'll be establishments that'll be able to do it.
Yes.
So, you know, it could be a lot of fun. I'll try and reach out. Maybe we'll have Dan Hawkins on again next week. We could talk to him, get a little more clarity on it. But could be a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you, John.
Could be fun. All right. Thank you for sticking around, folks. Great show. Stick around. Join us next week. We got a lot planned. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!